Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the story you heard from Steve Bertrand and the rest of the earth is that Manny Machado is not going to play for the White Sox. He's going to play in San Diego, where the weather may or may not be better. Our Kevin Powell is with the White Sox. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Jen?
You're good?
Well, it's inside the White Sox training facility here in Glendale. They're deflated. It's they went all in on this. Now, Machado, reportedly the deal is $300 million for 10 years. The White Sox, according to one report, offered 8 years, $250 million, which is actually more money per year. And then, according to the same report from The Athletic, that deal, because when this initially broke, we saw Kenny Williams out in the backfields where they're practicing, and I actually watched Kenny Williams walk up to Rick Renteria and break the news, and they were bummed out. And Kenny Williams initially said, well, we thought we had an offer that was close to what the $300 million the Padres offered, but actually had an opportunity to be worth more. Now, it sounds like the Sox deal could have ended up being worth $350 million if Machado hit all the incentives and all the escalators within the deal, but I guess it was the $300 million and whatever else San Diego offers that that won Manny Machado over.
Baseball money's guaranteed, right?
It is, yeah.
So if he breaks his ankle and never plays again, or if for some reason he underperforms and they cut him, I mean, for whatever reason, if he doesn't finish
out, he's getting $300 million, yeah. Yeah, unless some sort of suspension or something crazy like that happens. But, yeah, it's guaranteed. Look, that's a lot of money to give a player, and the Sox have never even come close to offering a player, well, at least from what we know. They've never given a contract that large to a player. It's deflating. I mean, you go months and months of negotiations with a player. He's a guy who's 26. He's in his prime still. He's on a trajectory to end up in the Hall of Fame. All those sorts of things. If you want a bright side, I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean where the White Sox are at is where the rebuild is at is you know, sort of hit some wall. It doesn't mean that at all. They still have a ton of talent here. They still obviously are willing to spend a bunch of money, meaning they're probably going to add some more players now because everyone's been waiting for Machado and Harper to sign. And now that Machado signed, Harper's probably going to sign soon. Because now that Harper knows what Machado got, he's just going to make sure it's a little bit more than that, because that's really what this has come down to between these two guys.
Any chance Harper would come to Chicago?
I mean, it's not completely out of the picture, but Rick Hahn didn't really want to talk about that today, understandably. It sounds like it's just going to be Harper to the Phillies, and they're working on the negotiations, but you never know. Rick Hahn, these are his words, said he was pissed, and that it was... It's devastating. I mean, this could have been a franchise altering type deal for the White Sox, but look, they were in the thick of things.
White Sox find out what the deal is and how close they were, you're right. More money per year with escalators, maybe even more total money, whatever. I wonder if they have an attitude of, well, then you know what? Fine, we don't feel bad about losing you because evidently we couldn't have had you. You know, whatever the negotiation was like, you weren't coming to Chicago because we offered you more money per year and a potential for even more money still. Are you telling me that the difference between 8 years, $25 million, and 10 years, $30 million?
It was 8 years, $250 million.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
That's 30
8,
plus, 250, just over 30
10,
million.
300. Yeah. But I mean, really? So that extra $50 million was enough to make you go away?
Look, I don't... Rick Hahn was respectful of Manny Machado's decision, and Rick Hahn said that he doesn't know for sure if it just came down to money. I don't know if Machado in his head always just had $300 million guaranteed, $300 million guaranteed, and that's it. And he was waiting for that, and that's what won him over. But, well, I mean, I would just be curious to see if the Sox had offered him the exact same deal, what his decision would have been.
Would more people see him in Chicago or in San Diego? If he's worried
Chicago,
about a national market.
Close.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking
he's going to fade into the background in San Diego.
You know, I forgot,
Name four players who have played for the Padres.
They've got really great fish tacos in San Diego, and we cannot do that here.
There was that one guy. The Padres had that one guy.
Trevor Hoffman.
There you
go. Give me a third player. Anybody?
Bill Allman.
I don't even know who Bill Allman is.
He played for the Sox, too.
Okay, I don't. Really, my point, Steve? Is, there's no question that
Tim Flannery. I can name the whole 1975 team
because you're looking at it.
No.
You know the Padres lineup from the 75.
Bill Allman, Tim Flannery.
You know you're an outlier on this, right,
Steve?
Steve
Garvey. They played the Cubs in.
Thanks,
before.
Kevin. Appreciate you bringing it up. I think your point is made, Kevin. That the Padres are not a front page story for national sports or for anybody. Unless you're in California.
White Sox fans, I guess if I had a message to say to them, I understand they're furious. They're furious because they had high hopes. The fact that the Sox finally were going to land a major free agent. But, look, you never know with these deals. 10 years is a long time. You're signing a guy through his age 36.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You said he's 26?
He's 26.
Okay, yeah. So when he's so San Diego, when he's in his mid-30s, is going to be paying him all of that money still, and what are they going to be getting for it? I wonder how the Angels feel about Pujols right now.
Well, and, you know, this is, they don't feel good. How do the Detroit Tigers feel about Miguel Cabrera? Wow. Those guys also were signed, they were signed closer to 30 rather than Machado. That's why Machado and Harper, people are so, like, this is huge, because these are two guys in their prime. Normally when you hit free agency, you're kind of on the back end of 20 and going into your 30s. But, you know, this has been another slow free agency, and the union and Major League Baseball have been clashing heads over the past few weeks. The head of the players' union, Tony Clark, was actually suggesting fans don't buy tickets. But the whole time I'm like, look.
Wait, why are we not supposed to buy tickets?
Because they felt like players are being devalued by organizations.
and the evidence of that
and
is
And the whole
what?
Time, the whole time, I said everybody calm down. It was a slow free agency. J.D. Martinez didn't get a bunch of the money he thought he was going to get last offseason. Neither did Jake Arrieta. So I'm like, everybody calm down. Just because it's February 19th doesn't mean the players are devalued. Maybe teams are just smarter about the contracts they give out. Maybe just be patient and wait and see what happens. Do you think Manny Machado feels devalued right now? He just got a $300 million contract. So I think the players can put that argument to rest for a little bit.
I know
now
that.
You're going to see the dominoes fall and all the other free agents are going to get started.
Well, then, good for them. But I think fans are also just perplexed and a little ticked at these contracts anyway. All of us just go, really? We roll our eyes. You know, and God love the White Sox if they got Machado and they had $300 million for him. I might not be saying all of this, but you know that fans are mystified by and sometimes agitated by how much some of these players get, particularly when we can't afford to go to a game anyway. A lot of people can't afford to go to the games. And then these players want to cry out that the market isn't very strong for us right now. Shut up. Shut up, players, if that's what you're trying to tell.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you're taking that angle, because really most of the arguments you hear is that people against the owners and calling them greedy and not willing to dish out money. So it's like any time these massive deals get handed out, people say, well, look at this greedy athlete. He had to hold out for that amount of money. But then if he doesn't get that deal, everyone goes, these greedy owners, they don't pay these players any money.
Yeah, and the fools in the stands pay for it either way. I mean,
right.
That's the problem.
Like, it's not like anybody's stealing your money out of your pocket. I mean, look, I mean, I think people think
fans,
the players
deserve fools, I mean, we fools.
Yeah.
Right. I think what fans are saying is that, you know, the owners have a ton of money, so they want the players to be equal, you know, fairly paid. They're all getting
I think these owners are fools, Kevin. I think they
Well, that's what I kept saying this offseason. I go, maybe owners are just smarter, and giving out $250 million or $300 million isn't that great of an idea. How are you going to really put a return on investment there? How are you really going to calculate that?
I think you're onto something there, and I'd like to see an analysis of how many guys perform in the back half of their contract or how much. You're right. Return on investment did these guys really get? They all get into this ego thing, the players and the owners, and we all just sit there and go, well, I guess I got to pay $52 now for a decent seat to a game, because that's the way it goes. It's very frustrating on both sides of the equation. Anthony wanted to say something. You're on WGN. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, John. First off, didn't Machado, he went to the Dodgers?
Yeah,
and,
he was traded
because
there
they
last
needed.
Year.
What's that?
Yeah, he played for the Dodgers last season.
Yeah, and you know what? And he didn't do anything for him. Secondly, there's nobody that's worth that kind of money to play baseball. And as far as Bryce Harper, that guy's a cheater. And I got to tell you the truth, he ain't no better. He hit .241 last year. Does that sound like a $300 million contract to you?
Hey, hold on. You got a lot going on there. Respond to any and all of that.
Look, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know where the cheating thing is coming from. Maybe I missed that story. But look, I think there are a lot of people who are posting a lot of very detailed analytical type stats that make it really difficult to justify a $300 million contract, no matter who the player is.
Yeah.
I think the only player right now that I would hand a $300 million contract to without hesitation would be Mike Trout. But other than that, it's really hard to justify that sort of contract. It is.
My son sent me a podcast link over the weekend. He goes, listen to this thing. If you go about 25 minutes in, there's a brilliant analysis of where baseball contracts are going, how they're negotiated, and if it's worth the money. And the conclusion was it's usually not. I didn't have 25 minutes. I didn't have the hour to listen to the podcast, so I'll go back and finish that, Grant. But I get the point. I get the point. Anthony, thanks for the phone call. All right, well, I like the first thing you said, Kevin. I'll let you go here, but when we all got very enthusiastic about the White Sox last year, and if you care to just try and stoke those coals again, remember that we were this way before Harper or Machado were in the conversation. We were all thinking, doggone it, Michael Kopech got injured, but next year wasn't going to be our year anyway. 2020 really is, so let's wait and see what happens then, and find that button and throw it again, because that's where we were. We weren't fools when we were saying that.
Maybe when it's all said and done, we'll look back on the spring of 2019 and say, wow, thankfully the Sox didn't get Machado. Who knows where his career goes from here?
He's hitting 140. He's terrible. He's in double.
Remember when we all thought they should have gave him $300 million?
That happens. That happens.
It's hard to justify that contract.
I don't wish ill on anybody, but you're right. Maybe it'll turn out that way. You never know. All right, anything else you need to tell us, Kevin Powell?
One of their top outfielding prospects broke his hand. He's out 3 months. Other than that, nothing but good news from Sox camp today.
Bye, Kevin.
See ya.
Kevin Powell. You'll hear him in the afternoons with Rokon and Anna DeVlantis here on WGN.